In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the Psalms we read, "We have rejoiced for the days in which thou hast humbled us, for the years in which we have seen evils." It is something of an ancient tradition in the church that the sermon for Christmas, with its three different masses, should not be a very long one. It is enough for the preacher to speak some words that call to mind the sublimity of the mystery that we are celebrating, the mystery of a God who became man so that man might become God. And so, on behalf not only of my own community, but of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, I welcome you here, whoever you may be, and I invite you to rejoice that you are here tonight. I make my own the words that the Church has repeated for centuries this night at Christmas. Let the saint exult, because he is now brought nearer to his crown. Let the sinner rejoice, because he is invited to his pardon. Let the pagan be of good heart, because he is called to life. If you are a practicing Catholic, exult, because the good communion you make tonight will bring you one day closer to the salvation won for you 2,000 years ago. If you are far from your Catholic faith, rejoice, for this is the time of grace and the hour of mercy. If you do not know the Catholic faith, I welcome you to Midnight Mass. The Church celebrates three Masses on this day, for we worship a God who promised to come to us three times in human history and three times in the life of every human soul, at midnight, at dawn, and in plain day. God came into the world at midnight as a babe when the whole world slept under the material peace of a pagan empire and took no notice of his arrival. And he first comes to a soul at midnight, while it still slumbers in sin. He came again at dawn, by grace, first into the hearts of the shepherds who found him, and at the dawn of the New Testament, the age of grace, where he comes into the heart of every man who looks upon his adorable Savior. And he will come a third time in plain day. Before time, from all eternity, God knew himself, conceived himself. His eternal word came as a babe and as a suffering servant. But at the end of time, he will come as a glorious king and as our judge. And so the time from that first coming 2,000 years ago and that dread final judgment is known as the age of grace. We are about to complete the year of grace, 2020. And if God so wills, begin the year of grace, 2021. In this year, as in every other year, our Savior is ready to take birth in our hearts if we will receive him. This year, I cannot help asking you, can any of you tell me what last year's Christmas sermon was about? I certainly understand if you've long forgotten. In fact, if I can tell you, it's not so much that I have a good memory as that I have a good hard drive. But I did remember. And the thought of it came as soon as I began to think of the verse of the psalm with which I was to begin. We have rejoiced for the days in which thou hast humbled us, for the years in which we have seen evils. Can anything compare to what we've had to go through in 2020? You bet. Last year we commemorated the 75th anniversary of our brave countrymen having to celebrate Christmas on the front lines of the Battle of the Bulge. As we look back on Christmas of 1944 and on last Christmas, when none of us knew the evils that lay ahead in 2020, surely none of us can dare to say that we have suffered more than our forefathers. 2020 is not singular. It has been a year of grace like all the others, and a demonstration of that saying of St. Thomas More, which I never cease to repeat to you: the times are never so bad that a good man can't live in them. Nevertheless, my children, I know you truly did suffer in 2020, for a reason the world can never understand. What a cruel caricature of your sufferings it would be to say American soldiers in 1944 had to brave German panzers amidst a brutal winter. All you had to do was stay home for several months and watch movies. Nor is it enough to point out that you suffered pay cuts, job losses, loss of businesses, education, sickness, being cut off from loved ones in the hospital, strained marriages. The suffering you endured in 2020 was to be found in the question so many of you asked me in these past months: will we have Christmas this year? After the worldwide suppression of public worship, for the first time since the Magi came to Bethlehem, we all had cause to wonder, would we find ourselves together within these four walls tonight? My children, we made it. Here we are. Whatever 2021 holds for us, tonight we are together to celebrate our Savior's birth. This year we saw just what we can lose. Some of us learned for the first time the meaning of true suffering, being separated from the only person who can ever fill our hearts. Tonight, we are here with him. Let us give him our thanks and our love. Truly, Lord, thou hast been our refuge from generation to generation. Before the earth was made, thou art God from eternity to eternity. Yes, Lord, we have rejoiced for the days in which thou hast humbled us, for the years in which we have seen evils. We remember thy words at the close of thy time on earth, on the eve of thy passion: in the world you shall only have tribulations, but have confidence. I have overcome the world. This is the Savior born to us tonight. O come, let us adore him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.